In Northwest news from KPLU, dozens of retired judges in Washington are urging the state Supreme Court to declare the death penalty unconstitutional. They signed on to a friend of the court brief filed by the American Civil Liberties Union in a case being heard Thursday morning. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle has the story.
Former King County Superior Court Judge Robert Alsdorf acknowledges it's an unusual move. He says even retired judges are usually reluctant to publicly take a side. On the other hand, he says judges also see the importance of being fair.
And I think what motivates me is that in death penalty cases, it is very difficult to be fair.
Difficult, he says, because it's so arbitrary. For example, he remembers struggling with a case where a teenager was charged with murder and faced a death sentence while the Green River Killer did not.
And I thought, you have one person doing one crime, and it's a bad crime, there's no question about it, but he was potentially facing the death penalty when somebody who, in cold blood, planned and executed more than 50. And I thought, I don't see how you can be fair in that context.
In all, 56 former judges in Washington have signed the anti-death penalty brief. The case the court is hearing arguments on concerns the death sentence of Alan Eugene Gregory. He was originally found guilty of raping and stabbing a Tacoma woman to death in 1996. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.